Revelation 21, verse 1 to 4 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. And neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.'" So it will not be more of the same. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your Son Jesus. Thank you for sending him to pay for our sins, so that we may live forever with him in heaven. Thank you, O Lord, for sending Jesus to prepare something new and different for us in the afterlife. Thank you for everything, Lord. Amen.
Maranatha.
Now it is time for Skeptic Corner.
Exodus 3, verses 16 to 18 say, "Go, gather the elders of Israel and say, 'The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying,'"
blah, blah, blah.
"Instead of saying, 'visited you,' the living Torah says, 'granted you special providence.'"
And to think that rabbis actually say that the Christian Bible is way off base, or corrupted. This is an extremely strange rendering of this particular passage.
The Masoretic text, A New Translation, says, "remembered."
Note the key word, new translation. The original Masoretic text may have been different than what this guy is reading.
The Revised Standard says, "observed."
This is true, but I somehow think that this guy doesn't understand the concept of footnotes.
The Ryrie New International Version says, "watched." The Torah, A Modern Commentary, says, "taken note."
Frankly, I think that the RSV and the NIV translations are the most accurate in this case. Well, I don't exactly know what this guy's issue is with the Bible and what his purpose is for making his Bible study program, but I know he's an atheist, and whatever he's trying to do here, it just isn't working. Well, I think I've had just about enough of Mr. Secular Bible for one setting. Now for something on a lighter note. Here is page 3 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke.
"Many moons ago, far in the woods of this beloved reservation, there was a place called Scott's Inconvenience Store. It was evening, and the sun was going down, much like it is in this tribal council ring. In this inconvenient store, four creatures stood around an antique wooden telephone, a horned owl, a blue bird, a panda, and a yellow dog named Pudgy. Pudgy was a short yellow mutt with large brown floppy ears. He wore jeans, a dirty white windbreaker trimmed with red, and no shoes. His paws and feet were brown like his ears."
The dog watched the panda as she used the phone. He heard a creepy-sounding voice coming out of it. It was so frightening to the bear that she screamed and slammed down the receiver. "Hey," the owl said, "that's an expensive cathedral top picture frame wooden telephone. Be careful." Pudgy looked at him. The owl wore spectacles for nearsightedness. You could tell because his eyes looked really huge through them. A pine green vest with red trim, brown penny loafers, and white slacks. The panda bear began to cry.
"Wah!"
Pudgy's heart turned to mush as he watched her cry. He put his paw on her shoulder. Salty tears streamed out of the panda bear's dark maroon eyes. She looked like a mess. Her dark brown hair was unkempt and frizzy, and her pink gi outfit and green sneakers were caked with mud. "What? What happened?" said the owl with a sad look.
"Sir, was voice on phone. He'd say, top and bottom and top and top. He yell at me. He yell at me."
The dog blinked with confusion. He didn't know what to think of the situation. He growled softly, the only thing a dog knows how to do at times like this. The phone rang again. The panda slowly picked it up. Listening to it, she shuddered with tears in her eyes, then handed the receiver to the owl.
"Here, it for you."
The owl listened to it for a few minutes before hanging up. "Well, if it isn't that nasty old Mr. Top and Bottom again."
"You talk to Mr. Top and Bottom Man?"
"Yeah, sure did. There's just no arguing with some people."
"What are you talking about, Mr. Owl?" said the dog.
The owl frowned. "Call me Scott, puppy dog." That concludes the third page of Gatsy Smoke. I'm not sure any of us could tolerate any more of that. At least, not until next time.
If you'd like to get in contact with Actree, you may email him at actree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.